Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Monitors and security sources say a United Nations brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed following Friday's killing of anti-government rebel leader Zahran Alush, who was to guarantee safe passage to the militants. Details of Alush's death remain unclear despite reports the military forces of President Bashar al-Assad's government had killed him in an airstrike. An Iraqi army spokesman says Iraqi troops have pushed deeper into the heart of Ramadi, where they have been engaged in an offensive to take back a government complex from Islamic State militants after losing control of the city 7 months ago. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are now trying to slow the Iraqi advance by using suicide bombers, booby traps, and snipers, plus civilians as human shields. It's not clear how many civilians are left in the areas. Thousands of supporters of Burundi's president Saturday protested against the African Union's plan to deploy 5,000 peacekeepers to quell the country's escalating unrest. Burundi has been rocked by turmoil since April, when it was announced that President Pierre Nkurunziza would run for a third term. He was reelected in July, but the violence has since escalated. The Saturday demonstration in Bujumbura was led by Vice President Gaston Sindimwo, who insisted that Burundi's army is capable of halting violence and protecting all Burundians. Earlier this month, 87 people died when three military installations were attacked by rebels. This is VOA News.